Welcome to our morning service. This morning, we're going to be looking at the Lord's Prayer and joining with Christians around the world as we say the words together. Although this is commonly called the Lord's Prayer, in fact, it is not a prayer of Jesus, but a pattern of how to pray that Jesus taught his disciples after they'd asked Jesus, "Teach us to pray." We're going to open this morning with a prayer from St. Francis of Assisi. Let us pray. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is, who was, and who is to come. Let us praise and glorify him forever. You are worthy, Lord our God, to receive praise and glory, honour and blessing. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive divine power, wisdom and strength, honour, glory and blessing. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord, let us praise and glorify him forever. Praise our God, all you his servants, honour him, you who fear God, small and great. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Let heaven and earth praise your glory. All creatures in heaven, on earth and under the earth, the sea and everything in it. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Amen. Now we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We're now going to sing our first song and picking up on the words of St. Francis of Assisi in the prayer. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Let us indeed worship the Lord our God as we sing.
Early in the morning, God
Now we come to our prayers of praise and thanksgiving. Let us pray. Oh, loving Father, as we come to you this day, the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, we come indeed to just exclaim, you are holy. You are merciful and mighty. And we just thank you and praise you, loving Heavenly Father, for all that you are to us. We thank you that as we look around your creation, the spring flowers, the trees coming into blossom, the leaves growing, the flowers growing, we just thank you and praise you, Father, for the beauty of your creation all around us. We thank you for the birds which we can hear and see, the different colours, the different types, the different sizes. We just thank you, Father. And as we see the red kite fly overhead and just glide in the thermals, we're just reminded of how you love and care for us. So this morning we come indeed to just praise your holy name and just to say that we love you and we've come to worship you together this morning. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're now going to sing our second song, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Can we come to our prayers of intercession? Let us pray. Loving Father, we come before you because you are holy and merciful and mighty. And we come to bring the needs of others before you now. Father, we pray for India, the first country to report 400,000 coronavirus infections in one day. And today they've recorded 3,689 deaths. Father, we just pray for the leaders of India. We pray that they would be guided to do what is right for their country. And indeed, loving Father, we pray for the leaders of all countries, that they will be guided by you to make the right decisions for their particular countries throughout this pandemic and for other matters that they need to address in their countries. And Father, we remember before you the families of the 45 men and boys that have died in Israel during a pilgrimage. Father, may the authorities learn from what happened so this may never happen again. And we just pray for you to comfort those that mourn and be with those that are injured at this time. And Father, we pray for those who are unwell at this time, those in hospital or waiting for operations, waiting for treatments, and waiting for the results of the treatments or operations and tests that they've had. And some of these have been delayed. And Father, we just pray for those that are anxious. We pray for those that the time just seems to be going by and nothing seems to be happening. Father, just be close to them, we pray. Lift them up and just pray that you will help our NHS to address the backlog that this pandemic has created. And Father, we pray for our church. We pray that God will guide us to what he wants for our future. And indeed, we do pray for our next church meeting, which is on the 19th of May. And we just pray for each other now. Father, it's odd that I'm not in the pulpit. I'm not looking out amongst the church, but the church are the people, and the people are still there, and God sees you all. And he knows everything about you, what is happening in your life, the anticipations of next week, the fears, the joys, whatever may be coming. And Father, we just pray that you will be close to each one. You know our needs. We just pray that we will know your loving arms around us, being our loving Heavenly Father who knows what we need. And we thank you, Father, that we can leave ourselves in your loving care because you know best. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're now going to have the Bible reading. Jan's going to read it to us from Matthew 6, verses 9 to 15. And I've included some of the verses that have been in later translations so we can have the full Lord's Prayer. So here's Jan now.
This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
Thank you, Jan. You can see from the picture, the start of the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven. And when I get to heaven, I'd love to see God's DVD or whatever he's got about creation. The wonder, the beauty of God just speaking and the earth coming into being, the stars appearing in the sky, the sun appearing. And I just love these pictures, and they remind me of our Father who art in heaven. Our prayers should be addressed to our Heavenly Father, the Lord God Almighty, who is in heaven. Our confidence in God's love for us is a reminder that we are God's children and depend upon him for everything. This pattern of prayer is for disciples. Hence it begins, Our Father. It's not a personal pattern of prayer. And what is so good about the Lord's Prayer, we can be united together. We may not be in one building physically at the moment, through the wonders and magic of Zoom and other mediums as well, we can be joining together. We can all hear the Lord's Prayer together. And this is part of what the prayer is about, is us joining together as Christians, our Father. We come to God, our Heavenly Father, because we've been reconciled to God through faith in Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus joins us together and bonds us together. Hallowed be thy name. Holy be your name. We begin in this pattern of prayer with our petitions to God. God's name refers to God himself and is holy and should be regarded and treated by us as holy. We start our prayer by giving glory, praise and adoration to God. We can hallow God's name or make God's name holy with our lips, what we say, our thoughts, our lives, our families, our work, when holiness becomes part of our everyday living. So we're asking God to remind us to be more like God each day. Thy kingdom come. Jesus often said, God's kingdom was at hand, or God's kingdom is near. Through Jesus, we can see the kingdom of God coming on earth. And here we are indeed praying for God's kingdom to come into full being. The gospel to be preached and received by everyone. God's kingdom to grow and grow and grow. The fruits of the Holy Spirit to be seen in action in our lives, in the lives of God's church. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. God's perfect will is carried out in heaven. Here we are praying, more and more that God's will be carried out here on earth. May all inhabitants of the earth do God's will as willingly as the angels do in heaven. This is also a challenge to us to be obedient to God's will ourselves. As we pray this prayer, it must start with us. And this is part of the difficulty. We think other people should change, but all these changes have got to start with us in our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit working in us and through us. Give us today our daily bread. That looks good in the picture, doesn't it? Makes you feel hungry, ready for dinner. And we begin now our petitions for ourselves. We now turn to our own needs and ask for daily bread. Not literally loaves of bread, but enough basic food for the coming day. All things needed for our souls and bodies. Bearing in mind that this prayer includes the ability to work, to enable us to buy food. This also reminds us that God is our creator and sustainer. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And I love this picture. I just see me kneeling before the cross of Jesus and asking for forgiveness. These are not just random pictures for me. These are a reality. And they help and enable me to worship the Lord our God. We are sinful people and continually disobey and break God's commands. Sin is an offence against God and must be accounted for. A constant reminder that Jesus has paid the price for our sin, and through faith in Jesus, God will forgive us as we confess our sin to him. But as we ask for forgiveness for ourselves from God, we must also forgive those who sin against us. In the last verse of the reading, Jesus emphasizes this fact. It's so easy to ask for forgiveness for ourselves, and yet at times it's so difficult to forgive others who sin against us. But Jesus says we must forgive others to be forgiven ourselves. And lead us not into temptation. I thought this was quite funny, but quite realistic. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And I love this picture. It's not accurate of Jesus, but the principle is there of us being held by Jesus, being loved by him, being supported by him, being protected by him. That speaks many words to me, and I hope to you. We're asking God to spare us, if at all possible, from the hard trials and testings that come our way, to keep us from evil, to protect us from evil people, evil situations, to open our eyes to the truth, to help us from being drawn in of our own will into temptation. But if we do need to go through the trials, we know that the Lord Jesus will be with us. May we hold tight to his hand. May we indeed just look at this picture and just allow the Lord Jesus Christ to put his arms around us as we do as parents for our children. and grandchildren. Well, we did until COVID's finished. We move on to, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And here in this picture, I just see me standing before Almighty God, praising him. So the conclusion of the pattern of prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, we acknowledge that everything is God's. He has ultimate power and governs his kingdom and is to be glorified by us, his creation, for his power and mighty works, including his great love for us in sending Jesus Christ to be our Saviour and Lord and friend. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And in my preparation, I found a prayer that is a primary school's version of the Lord's Prayer. Now we have the authorised version of the Lord's Prayer, and we have the revised version, because they're patterns of prayer and we need to move with the wording. We're in 2021 now. And I love this little prayer from the primary school version of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, you are awesome. Show us who you are and how you want us to be. Make earth more like heaven. Please give us what we need to keep going each day. Help us when we're wrong and clean us up on the inside. Help us to let other people off and move on. Keep us from bad stuff. You're in charge. You're strong and powerful and always there forever. Amen. And I've added these words to the song words when they come out later on. So if you'd like to see the different versions of the Lord's Prayer and the words of the songs, they'll be coming out. We're going to close with our last song, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, Pilgrim Through This Barren Land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah.
close our service in prayer. Loving Father, we just thank you for giving us the pattern of prayer, which we call the Lord's Prayer. Thank you, Father, for the challenges in it, that it begins with us changing to be more like you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we just ask that as we go on into this week, that we will know your peace and your presence with us day by day. That just as in that picture, we will know your loving arms around us, protecting us and guiding us and being with us and ministering to us. Loving Father, may this week we be drawn closer to you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.